What is going on, everyone, and welcome to a crazy episode this week of Mouse Park Insider.
Come on, everybody, here we go!
Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination?
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
The wheels may be needing a little work.
Dead men tell no tales.
Oh, look at those people.
Here for the big race, huh? It's gonna be fun.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. Danny, what is going on? How are you?
I'm wondering what is so crazy about this episode.
Okay. So honestly, guys, we don't have like a topic planned this week and the cats are running everywhere. We decided not to lock them up. Our neighbors have their kids running around everywhere.
To be fair, I always object to locking up the cats and then Tony wins the argument because then they go and make noise and jump all over the equipment and he just looks at me and I'm like, fine, do whatever. Whatever you have to, but it's not me.
And like right before we started recording, my computer just turned
died.
Off. It just like shut down out of nowhere.
And it's brand new. You just got it for Christmas.
Yeah, I think, or something like yeah. that. Yeah, and so I'm like, ugh.
It's crazy.
It's a crazy episode. But thankfully, we won't have to worry about noisy neighbors anymore because we bought a house.
We did.
In just a few weeks, we will officially be homeowners. I cannot wait.
We are going through that fun escrow process, and I feel constantly stressed out. There is so much to do. We are moving out of state. It's a lot. It's so much, and I've had so many doctor's appointments on top of it. Baby is doing very well, by the way.
He's so strong. A strong, strong young man he's turning
very
into.
He's stubborn, too, which means that he takes after both of us.
He is a very stubborn baby, for sure. It's hard to get good photos of him.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, guys. So, I mean, just with all this going on and just everything, we just kind of have to record the news and hopefully we get deep into some news and have a good episode this week.
The news is kind of boring this week.
It is. But anyways, guys, so... after this, in a few weeks, we will be Las Vegas, Nevada residents.
Yes.
Now, yeah. So people that don't live in, Nevada, call it Nevada.
Yeah. We learned
you're saying
that
it wrong.
Yeah. We learned that, you know, you need to say it Nevada. I'm like, oh, it kind of sounds fancier. Nevada.
So yeah. So we're pretty much going to be living about like 30, 40 minutes away from the strip. So we're not like in like the Vegas you see on TV. We're like more in like a nice little, new community that's popping up and a bunch of young families are moving there. And we're going to be about 15 minutes away from Danny's parents. And it just seemed like a really, good fit for us to be there right now.
And we're also like 15-20 minutes away from Mount Charleston, which is like the ski resort in Vegas. So that's really cool. We actually get cooler weather where we're going to be.
Yeah.
It snows a couple times a year where our house is. So it'll just be nice. Like people think Vegas and they're like, enjoy the heat. I'm like, actually, we're going to get more weather living out there than we do in SoCal. So
everyone says that to me. Enjoy the heat. It's like, dude, there's actual seasons in Vegas. It's hot for like 3 months out of the year.
And I'm going to have an air conditioner. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, we don't have air conditioning where we are now because we're, in quotes, too close to the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so.
Even when we lived a block from the beach, we did not get that beach weather like that people think that you get.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's what's been going on, guys. That's where I've kind of been going for work a lot. And just everything's kind of leading towards us being in Vegas, which means we're going to be about like 4 hours away from Disneyland. And
still doable.
It's doable, but it's going to be weird going as like travelers than locals.
I know.
Like, I've been a local almost my whole entire life. So
your whole life, yeah.
And to not like be able just to go to the park on a weekend. It's going to be interesting, but I actually think it might help the podcast.
Or not going on a whim. Like, also, same thing, going to the park my entire life, being a local. I've never had to worry about, like, planning ahead or getting a hotel room, unless it was just because we wanted to. But it was never like, you need a hotel room. Like, it was just like, whatever, I'm going to drive home. I'm going to go for a few hours. Yeah. Now, it's going to be a literal trip.
Yeah, like, where are we gonna stay? It's gonna be fun to report back to you guys on like our whole trip, because now it's not going to be just like a day thing. We're going to have to make like a whole weekend out of it when we come, and it's going to be very very interesting.
One very cool thing is now we will have a dedicated podcasting spot in my office. I get my own office in our house.
That's going to be so great.
And I have allowed Tony to, you know, make part of my office the podcasting area, so we can just leave all of the equipment set up, not have to go through it every week where we're taking it down, putting it up. It's just, it's going to be so much better.
Yes, it'll already be set up and we just have to go turn the on button and start recording. And we can't wait for that. So anyways, guys, there's just so much there's so much paperwork and so much stuff that goes into buying a house. And we're trying to like get new furniture and just everything's crazy. Like today, I think we were like ordering dinner to go because we were so tired. I'm like, oh, it's Tuesday. We got to record Mouse Park Insider.
And I'm exhausted. But you know what? So. I do it for you guys.
Yes, we do it for you. But we're also just whining because we just like to whine and complain. But great things are happening and we can't wait. And we just like to share it with you guys. So this week's episode, let's get into some news. Let's talk about some news that dropped this last week.
Well, the Cirque du Soleil show, which like this has been going back and forth. Okay, so there's a Cirque du Soleil show that was going to open in Disney Springs. Then, of course, the pandemic hit and everything went to crap and it was canceled. But now I guess it's not canceled.
It was like going back and forth between being canceled, not canceled, being postponed. Like there was a lot of news like when the pandemic first hit about it. I kept up with it, then I kind of stopped keeping up with it, but it looks like it is coming, and it will be here November
18th.
Yes, November 18th, Drawn to Life, and I think it's like the history of Disney animation in cool Circus du Soleil show. Yeah, that's what it's going to be about.
That's actually really cool. So the only Cirque show I've seen is the Beatles Love Show, which was really cool. We went with that. We went in Vegas with my parents to see that, and we all really enjoyed that. So now knowing kind of the premise of this one, I'm very intrigued.
I definitely think our next Disney World trip, we will need to hire a babysitter for the Disney Hotel and go on a date night to this because it sounds awesome. And there's no way I'm going to bring a one-year-old to this.
Oh my gosh, no. Not new. So that'll be really cool. I'm glad that it's moving forward. And just in time for all of your holiday trips to the Walt Disney World Resort,
man,
you can get a nice show in at the same time. So very cool.
Speaking of holidays.
Yeah, leading into, I hate this name of the new Walt Disney World Christmas party. Very Merriest After Hours. Like, what is that?
It's going to be some very merry after hours.
Yeah. And if you hear that right now, it's actually my favorite cat ruining our furniture, which is why we're buying more furniture. So continuing on. So the Very Merriest After Hours is operating from November 8th. Very good date. That is our anniversary. To December 21st. It is a 4-hour event from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Snooze fest. I'm asleep by the time that this like starts. The prices were released. The tickets were released.
I feel like the only people that can afford this are people that go to bed early.
Yeah, right?
Like, the prices are insane. So you guys know that, you know, Disney World, they do a Christmas party every year. They do the Halloween party every year. They do the Christmas party every year. And these prices have like doubled.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like what we're looking at, like $169 to $229. And then the 2 days closest to Christmas on December 19th and December 21st are $249 a
plus
person.
Tax. So it's like that is so much money.
It is.
And it's a shorter event than they usually have. It's a different event. I feel like you're not getting as much out of these events as you typically do.
I watched the Boo Bash on YouTube. I mean, obviously, because I'm not in Florida and I watched some of it. And I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
It was like a few lights of spider webs, a couple ghosts on the castle, and a bunch of merchandise.
Some cavalcades.
And some like not that great looking snack food.
And the song drives me nuts.
Oh, when Mickey and Minnie are going through. Yeah. And it's like, oh gosh.
It's so bad.
I gotta say, Oogie Boogie Bash.
So much better.
It's like 10 times better than this.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But yeah, so Mickey's Christmas Time Parade will be returning. this is great because it's the first parade since, you know, COVID hit. So we're getting some kind of parades back at Disney World. Cool. So we at least know for sure that will be part of it. And I lied. Actually, August 20th is when the tickets go on sale. I already thought that we were past August 20th. I'm getting all my dates confused. But August 20th, you can spend $250 to go to Disney World after hours for 4 hours.
You know what's crazy is that Disneyland, their first parade back is going to be the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Okay, so that's a rumor.
Is it a rumor?
Yeah, it has not been confirmed, but it's like a pretty legit rumor.
Thank you for clearing that up. I didn't want to
No.
False news.
It's like a pretty legit rumor. Like, I would be shocked if it wasn't. Mm-hmm.
I love the Main Street Electrical Parade.
It's very nostalgic.
Very nostalgic, and the soundtrack's great. I'm a big fan of it. But I am surprised that they're bringing it back, because they always, like, they have it, and they get rid of it for, like, 5 or 6 years. And, like, I feel like we just had it, and we haven't had, like, Magic Happens was a brand new parade. Like, why is
it ran for a few weeks.
Why is that not the parade that's back? Because it was a nice parade. I like that parade a lot.
It will come back. I think the issue right now is definitely the amount of performers and cast members that they've got going.
Perform them on Magic Happens.
I mean, even, like, the cast members we know that are strictly part-time, they're working full-time right now because they're just so short-staffed.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I think that's probably why. And the Main Street Electrical Parade is much less needy.
Watch what you say. Watch it.
No. I like it. It's fine with me. It's very nostalgic feeling for me.
Okay.
But it's just, you don't need as many cast members working it. There's not a ton of entertainers dancing and everything.
I dance during it.
Well, yeah, that's entertainment in itself.
I used to have a light bulb that was from Pete's Dragon, Elliot. When, like, the last show happened, I was at Disneyland when I was a kid. Supposedly, it was supposed to be the last show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were selling, like, little bits of the light.
Really?
I had one.
Where is it?
Oh, I threw it away.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so back to some Disney World news. Space 220. How long are we going to talk about this restaurant that's supposed to open in Epcot?
We still got to talk about it once it actually opens and go over the menu.
It was supposed to open fall 2019. Mm-hmm. I remember our last trip to, actually, was it our first trip or our last trip? All these dates are getting confusing to me.
I don't know anymore. I don't know what's
no,
what.
No, it was our last trip to Disney.
Okay.
It was already supposed to have been opened, and then it was delayed, and then it was rumored, like, oh, it might be opening January 2020, which was our last trip to Disney World. We were like, oh boy, we might be able to, you know, go and be there for opening, and it never opened.
That would be so cool.
Still has not opened. But supposedly it will be opening September 2021. I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be opening up the middle of September. I am so excited for this restaurant to finally open up. We got to see some video footage of the inside of the restaurant, and it looks really cool. It looks different, unique. They say the food's going to be really good, but I definitely think you're paying more for the experience of, like, feeling like you're floating around in space while you eat.
Yeah, for sure.
But it'll be something cool for Epcot, and maybe the food will be good, because Epcot's known for having great food. Like, that's what Epcot is known for.
And I'm known for being a very picky eater, so I probably won't want anything on the menu.
You probably won't, and I'll be bummed out because we won't eat there because you won't want anything.
How many times I do go places that I can't get anything other than, like, a plain side salad or, like, French fries or something, and we still go.
I know.
Don't be a jerk. I always make things happen for you.
You do.
Uh-huh. But speaking of Epcot, what else do we got? Spaceship Earth looking a little bright and shiny, like a diamond or a 50th anniversary sphere. I guess they are testing the new lighting that we're all excited to see for the 50th on Spaceship Earth. This was visible all the way from Coronado Springs, which is miles away, and it was so bright. And just, I mean, this has got to be like a test to see how bright can we make it, because I can't imagine, like, Spaceship Earth being this bright and you being, like, right under it looking at it with how bright it was from Coronado Springs.
Yeah, guys, it looks amazing. I love Spaceship Earth, and I'm so jealous I won't be there on the 50th anniversary to get some of those awesome shots of Spaceship Earth all lit up and ready to go. It's going to be awesome. And honestly, It's going to be cool seeing it from the, oh my gosh, what's it called? The sky thing.
Oh, the Skyliner.
Why could I not think of that? The Skyliner, yeah. It's going to be so cool to see. And honestly, I'm excited to see all of the major attraction icons. I can't believe the fonts. 5-6 weeks away.
It's like so a month and a half soon. Away. I feel like we've been talking about it and like planning our trip that we had to cancel for so long. And
thanks, like, baby.
Oh my gosh, rude. He comes out into the world. I had to miss the 50th anniversary.
I
for
will
you.
Never let this go from him. Oh, even like gosh. When he's 10, he's gonna be like, Dad, did you know that Spaceship Earth and Animal Kingdom lit up really cool colors for the 50th anniversary? And I'm going to be like, yeah, son, yeah.
I couldn't go because of you.
Yeah, I did know that, but, you know, I can't go because of you. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Now I'm here settling for the 60th anniversary. Thanks a lot.
Oh, how horrible.
I know. Gosh, I really hope, like, our son one day, like, he's like... It's one of those bring your dad to school, what does your dad do for work things, and I show
my
up.
My dad's dead.
Wow. Wow, what? Danny.
No, that way, like, he doesn't have to bring you.
What the heck's the matter with you? I'm dead?
Well, no, like, he'd be lying, like, so that it was an excuse for his dad not to go to bring your dad to school day.
I wasn't going anywhere like that.
I thought that he was going to be embarrassed by you.
Why? Because I'll bring up how, because of this kid, I couldn't go to the 50th anniversary of
precisely,
Walt Disney.
Yes.
I'll bring it up to all of his students in the class.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, my dad couldn't go either.
No.
It's them damn COVID babies.
No, it'll be like a, he won't say what I really do. He'll say, my dad's a Disney podcaster, and I'll show up with like a really tight Disneyland shirt with my belly hanging out.
Why is it tight?
Because it's like, you know, I'm like a podcaster, like an overweight dude who like plays video games and talks in a microphone.
And doesn't wear clothes that properly fit?
No. I gotta fit the podcast.
So in your fantasy in the future, you're divorced is what you're telling me.
If you're not proud of my goals and if your dreams differ from mine, maybe we need to go a different path because I have a vision of myself in the future.
I liked my answer better.
All right, let's go on to some more news before this computer dies again.
Oh my gosh, yeah, guys, we're having serious sound issues. I don't know what's going on.
I really hate to say this because I feel like this podcast is flowing really well, but this our computer has died out on us like twice now during recording.
Like I said, new computer, I don't get it. What's going
on,
Mac?
This has been really bad. Nothing.
All right, so the Walt Disney quarterly earnings call happened again for Q3. And, you know, they're profitable. They've got profitable numbers. In case anybody was wondering, they are still making money.
Yeah, this is the first quarter, right? The first quarter that they've seen some profit, especially at least
in
on the theme park
areas,
side.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, so they did say that third quarter attendance levels were at or near daily capacity level, which, again, not surprised if you've been to the parks. Minus, you know, Disneyland, since they announced the whole Magic Key program, it's been crowded. It's been so crowded. So yeah, not shocked.
I am so excited to go to Disneyland this Friday because I hear it is empty. We have friends who have said it's empty, and I just talked to one of the our friend who's a cast member, and he says it's completely empty. He said Soarin' was a walk-on like all day this last Sunday, and like not one person in line for it. And him and his family, I think they got on like 25 rides on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Like they got on like every single ride they wanted to in a day. So
yeah, we're going to take advantage of that for sure.
Yeah, we're going to go on all the no height required, all the baby rides. Yes. And
I really miss Guardians.
And Haunted Mansion is closed.
Man,
so you
this
can't even
sucks.
Go on that ride, and that's your favorite ride.
Yeah, it is.
At least you could go on Haunted Mansion before.
I'll deal with just Pirates, I guess.
We'll go on Pirates like 3 times.
Okay, perfect. Also, during the quarterly earnings call, we found out that Disney Plus is doing very well, even though, I don't know, do you guys have issues with this streaming service? Because I think it's one of the poorest quality streaming services out there.
Yes.
It's just always crashing or skipping episodes or just not working completely.
Yes,
but they have 116 million paid subscribers now, so that is a huge number, and apparently they're doing something right.
Well, I mean, the price point
and have, like, the content.
You kind of have something for families, for dads, for moms. You kind of have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I am excited for Disney Plus Day.
November 12th.
It is marked in my calendar. Disney Plus Day.
Is it really?
Not at all. But I can't wait to hear about the new content. I'm really hoping we get news on the Obi-Wan Kenobi show that'll be coming out.
Yeah.
That'll be really fun.
You know, yeah, Disney Plus has great content, great series that they're putting out. They're doing really good things. It just kind of reminds me of, like, the Disney website where it's just not very good at, like, operating.
Well, speaking of the Disney website, the Disney Genie app will be coming soon.
Okay, tell me about this.
It's just supposed to be a very interactive app for your Disney World vacation trip, and it's supposed to be really cool. Okay. And I have a feeling that's where they're going to have your fast passes on there now.
That you can pay for.
You're definitely paying for it.
For sure.
If you were paying $250 to go to a Christmas party and eat some Christmas cookies, you are paying for a fast pass.
That's so true.
You are definitely paying for a fast pass.
Ain't getting nothing for free.
Yeah, Mr. Chapek says it's going to run really smooth and it's going to be really great. It's going to be an amazing app. And I'm like, I don't know.
He said that while he was wearing his Monopoly monocle.
I don't know. I've seen the website and the apps crashed when people are trying to get tickets. I don't know.
Constantly.
You're trying to tell me you guys can't even sell tickets properly, but this Disney Genie app's going to work okay?
I don't know. All right, so let's head over to Disneyland for some news. Guys, just a quick update. I know last week and like the week before even, I've given you lots of information regarding Disneyland's Magic Key program. Some of it is now fake news already, or not sure if it's true anymore. There's so much news that's going out there where it's like, this is confirmed. And then the next day it's like, never mind, I got like conflicting info. Now I don't know what's confirmed anymore. So I think we're just going to take it day by day and see what happens. Good luck and Godspeed.
I think that's the best option. I think everyone's trying to break news, be the first to break news on a pass, on a magic, the Magic Key's an annual pass. That's what it is. And people are going crazy for it. And I'm just like, really? Why is it such a big deal?
There's a lot of outstanding questions, and that's the big thing. And then there are very reputable people who go and get sourced information, and then they're told one thing, but then they go to a different, very reputable source, and they're like, actually, I think that it's this instead. It's just like, there's so much confusion, obviously, at Disneyland right now with all of this, that I'm just going to believe whatever happens on August 25th when they go on sale. Like, that's all I'm gonna do.
And I'm just, it's crazy to me how people are gonna like try to buy it like the very first day. And I mean, I guess you get a perk if you get it in the first 60 days though,
the website will crash, it will be a mess, and it's not going to be because there's only so many amount of keys and we're sold out. It's going to be because everybody is flocking to the site.
Hey.
Just like we saw with Oogie Boogie Bash, where then you go on the next day and oh, you can pick any available day, they're all available.
Yeah, here's a tip for you guys. Why don't you guys just buy it the next day?
Yeah.
You don't have to buy it the first day.
Yeah, you don't have to. First, buy it the worst. Next day. Second, the best. Come on.
Right? Come on, guys.
We still don't know when we're getting one or which one or anything, but.
I know.
You know, because now we'll be in Nevada.
Nevada.
But still going to Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last piece of news from me, at least, there is a spa opening at the Grand Californian Hotel that I will never visit because I am not a spa kind of girl. But if you are a spa kind of girl or a boy, September 16th, it will open. It is the Tenaya Stone Spa.
I have to admit, I do enjoy a nice spa.
I know you do.
I would love to just put some nice facial cream on my face, put some cucumbers on my eyes. Have my feet and my toes worked on.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds amazing.
See, I don't like to be touched. So it's like, I hate massages and manicures, pedicures. I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Nothing beats some nice, strong hands on my body. Just saying. Love the spa. Top-notch spa. Hopefully it's a nice spa.
The bigger the woman, the better.
Oh, honestly, yeah. I mean, I'm down for just like, I want like...
Give me Big Bertha.
Whatever. Yeah, sure. Just make my body like just feel great after.
Crack
doesn't matter.
Me all over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, guys, that's about it, really, when it comes to the Disney news. Harmonious, the Harmonious soundtrack. We got a little hint of that. I saw that. That looks really exciting. The soundtrack actually reminds me a lot of Happily Ever After.
Ooh.
Has like a lot of the same songs. It has the Go the Distance song.
Hercules.
Has, yeah,
Hercules. One of the very best songs has, ever.
Like Reflections by Mulan. Has some Brave. Has some Coco. The soundtrack's looking really good, and I'm really excited to see it. I think that's going to be on October 1st when we turn on YouTube.
That's going to be what we watch first.
That's going to be one of the first things I definitely tune into, yeah. And the Ratatouille ride and the new fireworks show at Magic Kingdom. But I do think Harmonious is going to be the new grand nighttime show.
See, I think Magic Kingdom has got to be the winner, because if you're replacing Happily Ever After, it needs to be with something amazing.
Yeah, like Mickey's Mixed Magic, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Amazing.
No, awful.
Nah, I think Harmonious is going to be fantastic. I'm really excited to check that out. And yeah, guys, that's about it, really. We've been having a really crazy week. I do have to be in Nevada next week for work, so boo-hoo.
No recording.
No recording, but guess what? I think after that, we should have episodes, and we will be moved in to our home.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks after that. And the only problem is, once I'm in Los Angeles, California for work, then we'll have to not record.
Yeah, because will still be bouncing back and forth a little bit.
Yes, I'm bouncing back and forth till honestly the end of the year.
Yep.
So that's going to be a little interesting. But we're still going to record. We're going to record as many weeks as we can. But, you know, those weeks I'm out of town. Like, we've tried recording when we're not together.
Virtually?
It doesn't feel the same. I like seeing Danny's anger at me when I say stupid, like, just like mean things. And yeah.
You do say some mean things.
I do say some mean
Usually
things.
Usually you edit them out, too, so that you sound like the nice guy.
I do. I really do. I'm such a jerk. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm really sorry this week was so short, but I know you guys understand, and I love you guys. And I promise with this week off, I will think of some really fun topics for the next few weeks.
Lots of crazy life stuff going on, guys.
Yes.
But we appreciate you listening. As always, please make sure that you subscribe to this show so that you never miss an episode. Many better episodes to come, I promise you. If you could,
so many.
Please leave us a review. 5 stars is preferred. It is the best way for people to discover our podcast that don't already know about us, so that we can continue to grow. And find us on social media in case you can't get enough of us. We're at least very active on there, Mouse Park Insider.
Guys, it's been great. We will be at the parks this Friday. Make sure to follow along on our Instagram page, and we will talk to you soon.